T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Every Monday, we're lucky to talk to State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Dunavant, usually about the pandemic issue. And I guess we'll start with that, Senator Dunavant. How do you think we're looking as we kick off this week post-Easter? I saw some people who finally, were brave enough to poke their head out of their hole and go to Easter services yesterday. That was kind of impressive to me.
I think we're doing very well. The numbers are low and steady and incredibly low, the lowest they've ever been for deaths. So not only are we vaccinating and getting immunity for the at-risk groups, but we're figuring out how to treat people faster and better with better outcomes. So I think that we're really getting somewhere. It's interesting. I volunteered at a vaccination clinic. I went and did the education I legislated this past year and performed that function. And that was really amazing, amazing volunteers at their amazing system. VDH is doing a great job at these mass vaccination centers, I can say. I'm thrilled to tell you, and I think you've heard the announcement, in Virginia, within 2 weeks, by the 19th, we will have vaccinations open to pretty much everybody. And we'll be past vaccinating those at highest risk, and it will be open. It won't be walk-in, but it will be open so that people won't have to have, some sort of medical variable or be a certain age to get them. So I think that's great. And I think in the at-risk groups, we vaccinated much higher percentages. I don't have those numbers. I've asked for them, but I hear 70% of, 1A, 1B. So I think that's really impressive. So I think we're getting there, and I hope we're going to see, the light of having a much more normal summer.
Yeah. When I've spoken to folks from the administration or tangentially connected to Governor Northam's administration, I keep kind of coming up to, all right, what is the actual data point we need to hit for the governor to say, hey, we're back to normal. I'm not going to meddle in business operations, or I'm not going to, count how many people can attend a wedding or be in a restaurant. We are back to normal fully. And I don't seem to be able to get that out of anybody.
That's because they don't have one. No, I've been pressing on that for the entire year. I was talking about that last year, and they won't give you a straight answer. They won't let you know. Last summer, when the businesses were in such, terror under such duress, I would say you've got to give the businesses a little bit of time to plan. Businesses function on predictability. They need to know if they need to hire staff. Just tell them what you think might be the trajectory. If this, then that. But if not, it'll look different. People are grown-ups here. They can handle that. But I thought that they just were keeping it to themselves because they didn't want to,
mislead.
Look foolish.
But I
honestly think either they don't have, any kind of benchmarks that allow us to return. Really, to me, the most strategic, logical, medically astute way to look at this is to come up with some loose variables and say, look, we don't take away people's personal freedoms unless there's an extraordinary explanation of why. And therefore, when we get this in check, it doesn't have to be perfect, but when we get this in check, we restore those freedoms and we educate people. It's so interesting to me again and again and again when we see the ramifications of this. There's an article this weekend in the paper that the Black and Hispanic communities, Latino communities, have suffered the most mm-hmm. in joblessness. There's just so much hypocrisy about why this is valuable, and I think it's really interesting to look at who's getting the vaccinations. And when we see people who are declining to get vaccinations, it is not Republicans who are actually getting them. If you look at the Southwest, there's lots and lots of people that are getting their vaccinations out west. It's minorities.
That are turning it down?
Turning it down.
Oh.
And that is, to me, absolutely the result of bad education from the state. The state needs to focus on what it needs to do. And we need to, it's the same thing for returning to school.
Yeah.
And that's because these fear tactics in the media for all this time have people truly concerned for their own jeopardy.
Right.
And without any information that they can use to verify what they've been told. And they honestly think they're in jeopardy. And, you know, fixing that is exactly what clinicians do. You educate people about what the facts are and how this can be valuable to them, both school for their kids and vaccination. But, you know, there's just the hypocrisy is thick. But I think that the state and the administration are very reluctant to surrender any power.
Well, at some point, we're going to have to take it back one way or another, I think.
Agreed.
Let me ask you this, and I'm watching the clock. I got to go. But I think we're about to be faced with a real issue for young women who are of childbearing years and are in their 20s, maybe 30s, and now the vaccine's going to be available to them. And I have several family friends who have emailed me to say, I intend to have children. I'm not going to get this vaccine, and I will lie. I will go get a fake ID card that says I've gotten the vaccine, but I'm not doing it because I don't know whether this will impact my children in the future, my ability to have children, and I don't trust these people. Your OBGYN, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I've researched that. This all comes from Twitter. This does not come from reliable science. There's no science to support that. And, you know, people really need to do the research. It's clear and evident that this does not affect your fertility and that getting the vaccination is in your healthy best interest.
In 10 years we'll find out that maybe there's something that does impact fertility that we can't know now, but we'll find out in 10 years?
Could there be a media press report that splashed across the front of a newspaper everywhere that's not based on fact or evidence that makes people fear that? Oh, yes, because they have no concern about horrifying and scaring people. Mm-hmm. But does any of the science associated with messenger RNA and how it works to elicit an immune response have in any way any logical deductive reasoning that it would affect fertility? Absolutely not.
So you're telling your patients who might be in that 20 or 30-something range, women, that it's in their best interest to protect themselves from the virus, you would say get the inoculation?
I would say get the inoculation, and I would tell them, listen, I don't have all the science to prove that this is the right thing to do, and
right.
you have to decide for yourself, because I always trust my patients with their own decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
But I tell them all the science that I know and encourage them. I can't tell you, most of my pregnant patients are getting this vaccination, even
okay.
with disclaimers. And so I hope that those young women will think twice and go do some research. There's good research out there. Just Google, you know, go to CDC, go to a reliable source. I know people don't like the CDC and the decisions they're making, but they do have science. Go to reliable sources. Don't trust hearsay.
Okay. Well, listen, I got to run. I really do appreciate you talking through that, because I've gotten a couple of emails about it, and I figured that those folks are not alone in their skepticism. So to
Agreed.
Talk through it a few times is probably smart. State Senator and Dr. Siobhan Donovan.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. Yeah.